Hi there, this is Justin Ralph, and today we'll be working with sound in our meditation. Generally in mindfulness meditation, we pick a single object to focus on. Now that object can be any one of our senses, so sensations in the body, hearing, seeing, even smelling and tasting. Sound is a nice one to use because there are always sounds we can use in our environment. And generally, sound is fairly neutral. So whenever we practice mindfulness meditation, we pick our object to focus on, in this case, sound, and we decide we're going to purposely pay attention to it, just for the length of the meditation. Whenever we become distracted, which will happen often, we just gently move our focus from the distraction and back to the object of our meditation. And throughout a session of meditation, you'll probably do this many, many, many times. So we're not just hoping that we'll be able to focus on a sound for 10 minutes straight without thinking. The goal of meditation isn't to clear your mind or stop thought. The mind's natural process is to think. So different thoughts, emotions, and memories will come up for you while you meditate. The main thing we're doing here is training our ability to change our attention, to change our focus. So instead of letting these thoughts and emotions run us, we can decide when to attend to them. And when we encounter these resistances in meditation, it's important that we don't push on them or push them away, as much as we don't grab onto them either. So we're making a third decision, which is just to let those things be for the duration of our meditation. So to begin, you can find a comfortable seat on a chair or cushion. You can also lie down or stand up, whatever posture is most comfortable for you. We're always trying to strike a balance between comfort and sleepiness. So we don't want to be so uncomfortable that all we can think about is the pain our body is in, but we don't want to be so comfortable that we fall asleep. As we begin, you can close your eyes and just notice yourself sitting in the room now. Maybe feeling the cushion or chair beneath you, bringing your attention to your feet. Noticing any sensations in your feet like heat or coolness, numbness or tingling, or even a lack of sensation. Just looking at your feet with curiosity. Now bringing your attention up through your legs, through the calves and shins, to your knees, your upper legs, really getting a sense of yourself in the room now. And now you can start to bring your attention to what you can hear. We're going to let our ears guide us during this practice. So you don't need to pick a specific sound and stay with it. And you also don't need to jump from sound to sound quickly. As much as possible, you're going to let your ears guide your practice here. And so you may find you settle on a sound for a while and then move on. or perhaps you move from sound to sound as they come in and out of your attention. Now, very quickly, you may find yourself distracted by thoughts, physical sensations, emotions, and all of that is perfectly okay. There's no need to push those things away, but there's also no need to grab onto them. Just for these next few minutes while we do this practice, you can just put them to the side for now. Just let them be. And then gently return your attention to the sounds in your environment. As you listen, if you find it supportive, you may want to use this technique called labeling or noting. So every few seconds, you could just very gently note in your mind, listening, listening, or hearing, hearing. Just to gently reaffirm your attention. You can give this a try or just listen to the sounds without the labeling, whatever feels best for you. Now, as you listen to the sounds in the room, you may find your mind starts to tell stories about the sounds, about what's making them, about how you like the sound or dislike the sound. Whatever your mind comes up with is fine, but as much as possible, we're not trying to follow these stories. We're trying to listen to the essence of the sound itself. It's like we're becoming experts on the sounds around us, really listening to the rise as the sound gets louder and the fall as sounds disappear. How some sounds appear out of nowhere and then vanish back to where they came from. And other sounds may be consistent. As much as possible, bringing openness and curiosity to this act of listening without following any of the stories that we could tell about these sounds. As distractions come up for you during the meditation, as they will, you could use that same noting technique that we used for the sounds for the things that come up for you. So for example, if a thought distracts you and you notice, you could just gently apply the label thought and then move back to the sounds. Or if a physical sensation comes up, you could note feeling or sensation, and then again, gently come back to the sounds in the room. And when you apply these notes, don't worry too much about getting them right. And if you don't find the practice works for you well, you can just acknowledge the distractions without a note or label. Even thank them, and then move back to listening. Sometimes when people first start meditating, they feel like they have to concentrate very hard on whatever the object of their meditation is. But we can be very light and gentle with our attention. It doesn't take very much effort to focus. As much attention as it takes right now to listen to my voice is the same amount you can apply to your listening to these sounds in the room. Now, as we enter the last couple minutes of this meditation, we're going to play with the lens of awareness. So right now, we're mostly focusing on single sounds. Imagine you're stepping back now, as if you've been looking at a specific part of a painting and you suddenly step back to look at the entire painting without focusing on any single part. You can do that with listening now. So instead of allowing your ear to go from one sound to another, see if you can step back and just listen to this whole soundscape around you. Just being very gentle and open. And now you can gently let that go. And come back to your body now. As you sit, or lay down, or stand, once again bringing your attention to your legs, to your feet, You can open your eyes and reconnect with the world around you. Thank you for joining me on this meditation today, and I hope it helps you find some peace in the days to come.